com. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. On this fifth day of May, I didn't participate in Cinco de Mayo. Did you?
No.
Yeah.
I did not, unfortunately. Space my mind. Yeah, I'm sorry. It is time for Community Conversations today, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Guest number two in studio. It is the first Monday of the month, which means we have Mayor Monday. Charles City Mayor Dean Andrews joining us. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning. And Kay, it's only 8:30. You still have all day to participate in Cinco de Mayo.
Well, that's true.
That's true. It's just a Monday.
Because today is Cinco de Mayo, so you know, you got a whole day of planning.
Yesterday.
Yesterday was, you know, because obviously May the 4th was not with you yesterday.
Oh, my Lord, I'm so wet. Okay, so I do have time to do.
Yeah, see? Mile. May the 4th be with you yesterday.
That's great. That is great. Well, we have lots of things to talk about, first and foremost. Let's go ahead and talk about Main Street Bridge. I know there was inspection, I believe, last week. It took several days. Do you know any results from that inspection?
No, yet? I don't think we've heard anything. Or I haven't, I know. I'm pretty sure we haven't heard anything. I think, you know, we'll get a report later on once they kind of give us all of their findings. But actually, that went pretty smoothly, you know, being able to leave two lanes of the bridge open. At first, we thought they were going to close the whole bridge. So the fact that they could leave two lanes open made that much more convenient. So, and they were in and out here, I thought, pretty quickly. So hopefully they have good news for us. It's, you know, it's hard to say. You know, like I say, a couple of years ago when the bridge, we have that bridge inspected every few years just regularly. And the last time they inspected it before the flood, it was in fair condition. And so, you know, a bridge in fair condition, you're not going to do anything with it except for maybe some minor things. But we'll see if it's still in fair condition or not. But no, we haven't gotten a report yet.
So. All right. Well, I guess the news can't be that bad since it's still open.
Well, yeah.
I mean, if there was something significant, you would think they would close it down.
Yeah, that's right. They didn't say, oh, we're getting our equipment off of here because this place like to fall down.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't get that report.
So how's the construction going on at City Hall and the police station?
Pretty good, I think. We had a couple change orders here, minor things just recently. But things are moving along pretty well. I think they're pretty well on schedule as far as I know. I guess I don't know for sure, but I see, you know, they're over there. Things are certainly changing. You know, I think a lot of things are going on inside that we don't see, but there's certainly a lot of things going on outside too. So, yeah, I think things are moving along pretty well over there.
Excellent, excellent. So coming up on May 15th, mid-May, we do have the Charles City Tornado Remembrance Day. It's going to be different this year. Day of service?
Yeah, the Main Street Charles City is kind of promoting that as a day of service. Their kind of slogan is, we're going to, you know, obviously, like you said, that was the day the tornado hit. And their slogan this year is, we're going to clean up because we want to, not because we have to. And so I think that's a great idea to just kind of spruce up the town. Obviously, it's Main Street Charles City that's promoting this. So their focus is on the downtown area. But you can clean up, you know, you can do anything, you know, riverfront cleanup, trails along the trail. They're encouraging people, if you have a neighbor who maybe can't do their yard work and need some yard work, help your neighbor out that day. Just anything that, you know, is a service to others citywide on May the 15th. So I think that'll be a good. And then, so their focus is from 4:30 to 6:30. That's when they're going to do downtown. They're going to have group, anybody who wants to help with downtown. They've done this the last several years where they come in and sweep the sidewalks and clean out maybe in doorways and just really clean up the downtown Main Street area. And so that's one of their things they're going to focus on is from 4:30 to 6:30. At 4:30, if people want to meet in Central Park, then they'll send out groups to clean the downtown. You know, bring your light or your brooms or leaf blowers or whatever. And so that will work out well. And they'll just put things in the street. And then the city street sweeper will come by the next morning and just kind of clean up the, you know, any debris that they've cleaned out. So that's going to be from 4:30 to 6:30. But you don't have to do it during that particular time. The advantage if you do it during, well, I guess you can do it anytime, but the advantage is that during that time, the Charles Theater is giving out free popcorn to anybody who helps with the citywide cleanup. So if you just come down to the theater to their walk-up window and tell them, you know, what job you did that day, then you get a free bag of popcorn.
Cool.
And who doesn't like theater popcorn?
Yeah. Well, that's really neat. A neat way to commemorate that day.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, of course, that day many years ago, and like for weeks and weeks and weeks after, so much cleanup had to occur. So now we get to.
Yeah,
we don't
yeah.
have to.
Yeah, I think that's a good you know, good way to look at it. Yeah, and like I say, we're always it's just funny. A lot of times I hear people talk about, oh, Charles City, there's nothing to do here. What do we? Yeah, but I had a lady. Well, we had our roof inspected by, you know, see if it had any hail damage, and so the inspector or the insurance adjuster was from Iowa City, and first thing she said when she saw me, this is such a cool town, she says, I've never really been here before, you have a really pretty town. And I said, well, thank you very much, that's nice to know. And you know, she was just more than so, you know, here's a chance for us to make our town even prettier by doing citywide cleanup. So
that's right. And another potential new addition to town is a parklet right across from Central Park. Going to be perfect for those party in the park nights and other nice events going on in the park. Talk about that.
Well, yeah. As you know, Dave Davidson is the owner of Dean Jewelers. And last summer, he opened up Dean Treats, which is an ice cream store. And 2 years ago, he came to the council and wanted to do a parklet, but he was going to use a food truck and just park it there and have seating outside. And the council wasn't too excited about that. That, you know, a parklet should, for people who don't know, it's actually using the parking area of the street, and that's barricaded off, and it's provide seating for people who are using your business. So he now has the ice cream store. He inside of his building, he has the kitchen. He's going to do, let's see, the ice cream store is Dean Treats. He's going to do Dean Eats, which is going to have like hot food and maybe some alcoholic beverages. And so that kitchen, he tells us, is ready to go. So he wants to propose this parklet again, which would take about three parking spaces, and so it would be, like you say, barricaded off, but it would give people that are buying things from his store a place to eat outside. And so it will be, you know, fairly regulated, you know, because he is talking about selling alcoholic beverages. So you can't, you know, buy an alcoholic beverages and take it away. You, like you mentioned, Party in the Park, you can't go to Party in the Park and buy something and take it over to his place. It's restricted to things you buy at his businesses there. So I think it'll be a good experiment for us. You know, we don't, like I said before, we don't have a lot of nice outdoor eating times during our year here in North Iowa. So the fact that we can celebrate that when we do have nice days and be outside and have a drink or have a meal or have an ice cream cone, whatever, I think it'll be a good deal. And so we're looking at doing it maybe like a 3-year lease, but we're also thinking about at the end of this season, we'll sit down with Dave and see, you know, what went right, what went wrong, how can we make it better, things like that. So I wouldn't say it's experimental this year, but it's kind of a trial to see how it works. And, you know, the other thing we have to do, excuse me, that he has to do and we want to do is you have to maintain the sidewalk in front of that building. So people that are coming from the parking lots back behind those buildings on Main Street can get up to Main Street on a sidewalk. You can't close the sidewalk. So there will be an area that's demarcated from the building to partway out that says, this is the sidewalk area. You can't go, you have to stay inside the parklet. You can't just mill around on the sidewalk because that's open for everybody to go pass through there. So,
sure.
So yeah, it'll be a good experiment, but it'll be an experiment that will probably make some changes after the first year.
Excellent. So when can we expect that to be open? Like,
well,
this week?
He's hoping by the 4th of July. He's got, you know, it's a process to go through getting it approved because I think we have to, yeah, it's a change. And so it has to go through a different series of regulations to make it happen. But he's hoping to be open by the 4th of July, obviously, since there's so much activity in Charles City in general, but particularly in the downtown and the Central Park area. He thinks that will be a good time to be ready to go. So
excellent. Think of anything, Kay?
You touched on youth.
Yeah, I started a mayor's youth council. I think we've talked about that a little bit before, but a lot of the meetings I've gone to, different cities talk about they have a mayor's youth council, or they have a youth representative on the city council who can't vote, obviously, because they weren't voted in, but just to give their perspective. So I thought having a youth council of kids at the high school would be a good way for me to hear what the high school kids think about Charles City and what they see as things we have, things we don't have. So I've been working with Sarah Downing, who's a teacher at the high school, and then Phoebe Pittman, who's at the middle school, and they kind of helped me organize this. So we've been doing it for now here about 2 or 3 months, and we meet about every 2 to 3 weeks. They have an advisory period that's from like half an hour from 9:30 till 10 every day, or not every day, every Tuesday and Thursday. And so we meet during that advisory committee time, and I've had about 10 kids come so far. So when we talked about it, I said, well, what do you guys want to see in Charles City? What's missing? And so they talked about parks. They talked about part in the park, that there's not a lot of things for kids to do at park, or for teens. There's a lot of things for younger kids, and obviously there's a lot of things for adult kids, but there's not much for high school kids. And so they wanted to do something, be different as a part in the park. So one of the things they want to do, the park board right now is going through a master plan process where they're working with an outside company, and they had a representative here at their park board meeting in April, and she came, and the park board just talked about all the parks in Charles City and what could be better in this park, what could be better in the Sportsman's Park, what could be better in Lions Field, what could be better in Waverly Hill Park, and they just went through all the parks. And so this group of kids are going to come to the next park board meeting, which is the third Wednesday in May, and just give their perspective. Now, obviously, all the things the park board members want are not going to happen, because everything you want, you can't always pay for that. But it's to prioritize what are the main things that we want. And so it's the same thing with the kids. I want them to come and say, here's what we like. I know one of the main comments was, "Ooh, those bathrooms up at Sportsman's Park, they're creepy." And so just things like that, how can we make it better for everybody? But the other thing that they said was, besides, we want to do fun things, but we also want to do service things. And so this day of service that Main Street is proposing, they want to do a project that day. So we're going to do the trail cleanup from the high school over to Fifth Avenue, so underneath the main, or the First Avenue Bridge there. And if you've been on the trail, that's an area we're talking about redoing the trail in that area. But there's also just a lot of down branches and a lot of debris and stuff. And so that's going to be their project that day. And it's not just going to be these 10 kids from the youth council. What they're going to do is reach out to the whole high school and say, hey, this is a day of service. We're going to go down there for an hour and a half or so and clean up the trail. So one of the girls on the group said, I said, well, we'll need a trailer to kind of haul. I said, oh, I can get a trailer. My dad has a trailer. I can get that. And somebody else said, well, I can do this. And so, I think that'll be a really fun. And like I said, I talked about part in the park. They're going to do a party in the park the last Friday in July, because there aren't any party in the parks in July. So that's going to be the teen party in the park. And we're looking at doing a party in a different park. It's going to be at Sportsman's. And so, because they have the pickleball courts are there, frisbee golf is there, the diamonds are there.
That's great.
Yeah. They're going to do, so you got some different activities to do. They've already talked to somebody to a DJ, to have a DJ there that night. And so that's going to be the teen party. Not that anybody can't come, it's for everybody, but it's just going to have things that their age group is looking to, for things to do.
That's superb. I love that idea.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm, like I say, Mrs. Downing and Mrs. Pittman and I have made some suggestions, but it's like, hey, this is you guys' event. What do you want? So I guess because we started off, we were going to do it in Central Park, just like the other parties in the park. And then somebody said, well, we could, but maybe we could have like a pickleball tournament up at Sportsman's while we're doing it. And we said, well, why don't we just have the event at Sportsman's if that's where the activities are that you guys want to do? And so, I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
That is awesome, getting the kids involved. Gives them an ownership,
Want an ownership. That's the thing.
Exactly. And, as they are getting through high school, knowing that they've had a say in the community might just be enticing for them to come back after they've gone to further their education or whatever they choose.
Yeah,
that's a great point, is that we need to maintain our youth here.
Yeah. And, you know, and there's been a lot of talk about, I was at just a conference last week, they talk about the brain drain, and that's, you know, people leaving there. But they also talked about it's nice when, you know, when kids get out of high school, they all want, you know, not they all, many of them say, oh, I want to leave this town.
Oh, yeah.
But after they've left this town for 10 years, they realize what their town, and especially if they have, like you say, Kay, like if they have some ownership while they're here. And, you know, sometimes we don't give kids the credit. You know, we think, oh, those kids, they just want everything. Well, these kids are saying, what can we do to make our town better? You know, that's a great attitude.
Yeah.
And we just want to make our town so that people enjoy those things, because, you know, maybe our kids graduate and go somewhere else, but maybe we attract kids who graduated in Indiana and are looking for a place to live. And, you know, oh, I could get a job in Charles City. That's a cool town. I'm going to go there and live, you know. So
yeah, maybe one of these times we can get some of those students in here to talk about.
We can try. I'll mention that. Yeah, maybe next month we could try to do that. And that'd be June, so they'd be out of school, but maybe that's even, you know, we could get a couple of them to come in and just talk about what that thing. That'd be a great idea.
That's right. So that's to be continued. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor, for joining us. We'll talk to you in the month of June.
Yeah, sounds great.
90-degree weather right around the corner.
Yay.
It is 8:35. We do have your Nearly Impossible quiz coming up after JT.